USA News, I'm John Schaefer. We are just weeks away from the U.S. defaulting on its debt, and President Biden says if that happens, it will be devastating.
8 million Americans would lose their jobs, including 400,000 New Yorkers alone. Our economy would fall into recession, and our international reputation will be damaged in the extreme.
Speaking at SUNY Westchester Community College in New York, the president accused some Republicans of holding the economy hostage. Congressional leaders and the president will meet again on Friday. Insurance companies will no longer have to cover COVID tests beginning tomorrow. While we were under a public and national health emergency designation, Americans with health insurance were able to receive up to 8 at-home COVID tests a month for free since January of last year. That public health emergency designation ends tomorrow. With the end of Title 42, the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations coming tomorrow, Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says we're going to experience some difficult weeks ahead.
Even after nearly 2 years of preparation, we expect to see large numbers of encounters at our southern border in the days and weeks after May 11th.
Mayorkas is blaming the surge of migrants at the border on Congress, who he says has done nothing about immigration reform for 2 decades. He also said the border will not be open after May 11th. New York Congressman George Santos says his indictment on 13 federal charges is nothing more than a witch hunt.
I'm going to fight my battle. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to fight the witch hunt. I'm going to take care of clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that.
Santos pleaded not guilty to all the charges, and he says he will not resign from office and still plans to run for re-election. He was taken into custody this morning and released on $500,000 bond. The NFL is going to have a game on Black Friday for the first time this year. The New York Jets will host the Miami Dolphins in the game the day after Thanksgiving. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The congressional committee that oversees government has provided evidence that the Biden family has been paid by foreign governments in what Representative James Comer describes as influence peddling.
The House Oversight Committee has released bank records indicating that the Biden family has been taking in millions of dollars from multiple governments, including the Chinese government. The bank records show multiple wire transfers to multiple accounts in what Comer says is an attempt to hide their origins. The Kentucky representative says these records show Biden is lying to the American people.
President Biden has claimed since the 2020 election that his family has not received money from China. That was a lie in 2020, and he continues to lie to the American people now. The Bidens have received millions of dollars from China.
I'm Lance Pry.
A congressional hearing is set for next week on the artificial intelligence platform ChatGPT. The CEO of OpenAI Technology will be questioned by the Senate Subcommittee on Privacy, Technology, and the Law. The committee wants to know more about the benefits and risks associated with AI. An over-the-counter birth control pill may be in our future. A panel of FDA advisors has recommended that the over-the-counter pill, O-pill, be made available. A final decision from the FDA is expected this summer. Wall Street closing mixed after a cooler-than-expected inflation report. The Dow Industrial Average lost 30 points. The S&P 500 gained 18. The NASDAQ climbed 126. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229, 800-734-1229.